Hello and happy day. This is Dr. Marianne DiIorio, your virtual life coach, welcoming you to another episode of Winning with the Word. Are you a dreamer? If so, this broadcast is for you because today we're going to be talking about dreams and goals and how to achieve them. Dreams and goals are critical to a successful life. In fact, the Bible, God's instruction manual for man, tells us in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18, that where there is no vision, the people perish. While the word vision in this verse refers primarily to revelation knowledge of the Word of God, it also means a dream for the future. In other words, without dreams for the future, we will die. If not physically, we will die spiritually, emotionally, and psychologically. Well, what is a dream? A dream is a desire to achieve a certain goal. It is a vision of something we want to be, something we want to do, or something we want to have. Dreams can come out of our own desires or out of God's desires for us. It is important for us to run our dreams by God to determine if they are His dreams for us. If our dreams are not God's dreams for us, then they will not in the long run result in our good. One of my favorite scripture verses is Psalm 37, verse 4. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. This verse has two levels of meaning. The more obvious level of meaning is that God will grant you what you desire if you delight in Him. The deeper level of meaning, however, is that if you delight in God, He will place His desires for you in your heart. And it is only God's desires for us that will give us true fulfillment in life. Now that we've established the importance of having dreams, God's dreams, for our lives, what is the next step? The next step is to turn those dreams into goals. Well, how do we do that? A goal is simply a dream with a date on it. Let's say you have a dream of being 20 pounds lighter. That's a great dream, but until you turn it into a goal, it will remain a dream. Or, to put it another way, it will remain nothing more than a wish. When, however, you decide to fix a date by which you will be 20 pounds lighter, you now have set for yourself a goal. For example, suppose you weigh 150 pounds now. You set a goal by deciding that you will weigh 130 pounds 6 months from now. By putting a date to your dream, you have turned it into a goal. But simply having a goal is not enough. We have to put legs on our goals. In other words, we have to apply action in order to achieve our goals. We may believe in our goal with all our heart, but unless we do something about achieving it, it will remain merely a goal. The Bible has something to say about putting action behind our goals. In James chapter 2, verse 20, we read that faith without works is dead. We can have all the faith possible in our goals, but if we don't do something about achieving them, in other words, if we don't act, then nothing will happen. This is where most people miss it. They have dreams, they even set goals by putting dates on those dreams, but when it comes to putting consistent action behind those goals, they fall short. We all know of people who enthusiastically make New Year's resolutions that unfortunately fizzle out by the end of January. Perhaps we ourselves can count ourselves among those people. So what can we do to keep our goals from fizzling out? Here are some steps that will help you turn those goals you have set into realities. Number one, make a list of your dreams. Perhaps you desire to buy a new car or to pay off your mortgage. Or your dream may be to finish your college degree or to get a new job. Whatever it is, write it down. The simple process of putting your dreams on paper helps you to crystallize them. The very act of writing them down gives them a substance that merely holding them in your head cannot give them. Also, when you see your dreams written down on paper, they begin to come alive in a way that they do not when they are simply in your mind. I've often had people tell me that their dreams are in their head and that they don't need to write them down. Interestingly enough, very few of those same people have achieved their dreams because by remaining only in their heads, their dreams never went beyond the level of wishes. Number two, pray about your list of dreams. Ask God if your dreams line up with His will for your life. Ask Him to show you what His dreams are for your life. In Jeremiah 33, verse 3, God says, "Call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know." In an earlier chapter in Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11, God says, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." God promises to answer you when you call on Him. He promises to show you what His will is for your life. Take Him at His word and call to Him. You will be amazed at what He will show you. As He promised in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 20, He will do in our lives far beyond what we could ever ask or think, if we only trust Him. The dreams God has for your life will put you into the center of His perfect will for you, and in so doing will give your life meaning, purpose, and fulfillment. So pray about your dreams and trust God to give you His dreams for your life. Number 3, turn your dreams into goals by assigning a date to each one. Write down those goals with their corresponding dates of achievement. Did you know that of all the people who have goals, only 3% of them write them down? And of the 3% who write them down, virtually 100% of them achieve their goals. The process of writing down your goals etches them deeply into your subconscious mind and helps greatly toward your achieving them. Number 4, keep your goals continually before you. Post them in places where you frequently find yourself. Post them on the refrigerator, on your bathroom mirror, on the steering wheel of your car, or the dashboard of your car. Wherever you find yourself frequently in your office, just post your goals there so you will have them continually in front of you. Posting your goals in prominent and frequently visited places keeps you focused on your goals and motivates you to keep working toward them. It's like having a personal coach reminding you of where you're headed and what you need to do to get there. Number 5, develop action steps for achieving each goal. Goals can be long range, mid range, and short range. Long range goals have a completion date of 5 years or later. Mid range goals have a completion date of 1 to 5 years. Short range goals have a completion date of less than a year. Determine what you will need to do each day, each week, each month in order to achieve your goal by the completion date you assign to it. Sometimes we fail to achieve our goals because we feel overwhelmed by what we need to do to achieve them. When, however, we break down our action steps into bite-sized mini-goals, then the task seems less formidable. Number 6. List possible obstacles you may encounter in achieving your goals and determine how you will handle those obstacles. There will always be roadblocks on the way to achieving our goals because life always gets in the way of our dreams. The wise person, however, makes allowances for life's interruptions and prepares in advance to handle them. One way to prepare for obstacles is to book your schedule in such a way that you allow discretionary time to handle unexpected situations or emergencies. Also, when setting deadline dates for the achievement of your goals, if possible, add a few extra days or weeks to allow for unexpected developments. Number 7, commit your goals to God and trust that He will help you achieve them. He promises in His Word, in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3, that if you will commit your works to Him, He will establish your thoughts. In other words, God will lead you each step of the way toward reaching your goals. He will show you what decisions to make, how to spend your time wisely, what pitfalls to avoid, etc. Tapping into God's wisdom by committing your goals to Him is not only good sense, but it is also a great time saver as well. Perhaps you are listening today and you don't know how to tap into God's wisdom for your life. Well, it's really very simple. All you have to do is to tap into Jesus Christ by receiving Him as your personal Savior and Lord. It is only through Him that you can tap into God's wisdom, for Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus is the only way to God the Father. By receiving Jesus, you will be restored to fellowship with God the Father. You will become God's child, and you will then become eligible for all the blessings which God makes available to His children. One of these blessings is His wisdom. So repeat this simple prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I come to You just as I am. I admit that I am a sinner in need of Your mercy and grace. I believe that You are the Son of God, that You died for me, and that You rose again on the third day. I invite You now to come into my life. I receive You as my personal Savior and as the Lord of my life. Make of me all that You created me to be. If you sincerely prayed this prayer, you are now a born-again follower of Jesus Christ. I invite you to write to me at Dr. Maryann, that's DrMaryann, at Maryann Diorio, that's DiorIO.com. I would like to send you a little booklet that will help get you started in your Christian walk. Also, I invite you to visit my website at www.maryanddiorio.com. There you will find a wealth of information to help you grow in your walk with the Lord, as well as a way to contact me with your prayer requests. Thank you so much for listening. This is Dr. Mary Ann DiOrio, your virtual life coach, reminding you that God loves you just as you are and just where you are, and that He will help you to keep on winning with the Word.